Morning Coffee Club. If you're doing some traveling for the holiday season, remember, you could take the B wherever you go. Just download the free Odyssey app, get in your phone, and follow 92.5 WBEE. Heck, you can use it here locally if you're in and out of the car or truck or multitasking and out on the tractor. Mm-hmm. You know, listen to us on the free Odyssey app. We love helping you feel good on your way to work, dropping off the kids for school. Here's our good vibe story of the morning. Woman by the name of Sandy Flash from our great state got to emotionally meet a little boy she saved by donating part of her liver. The one-year-old boy's name is Sonny, and he's doing great. Here's some audio where they got to meet up for the first time.
How are you?
I just feel called to do this. I asked other people to do this, and I want to help someone else.
Oh, little guy all smiles and doing great after the operation.
Amazing things like this happen every single day. And I wish we heard more about it rather than all the cruddy stuff.
Yeah.
We have a woman here. Her name was Marie, and we had her in a few years ago. And she donated locally. Same thing. We've had, and just out of the kindness of her heart, there was no reason for it. She just felt compelled to donate a healthy organ. And I'm like, you wake up and you're like, that's it. Today's the day. We all have it on our license, right?
I mean, do.
You really should.
Yep.
At this point.
Donate organs.
Right. Lord knows, God willing, if I'm not here, hopefully something of mine will be useful to someone else who is still here. Right. But what about the organs while we are all still here?
There you go.
And that's what made this story so cool.
We love spreading the good vibes. You
yeah.
got a good vibe story. Let us brag about you or your friends or your coworkers or your family members. You can always call or text 585-252-WBE. Sandy, thanks for helping out that one-year-old little boy. It makes me feel good. And yes, it's on my license, my wife, even my kids. We all talked about do it as a family.
Right.
Become organ donors. But like you said, sometimes that's a great purpose, but what about when you're alive and you're still able to do something?
There are folks that wake up and they're like, yeah, I want to do this. They just somehow feel led. So God bless them.
Yes. And let us know so we could brag about them. Good vibe story of the morning. Your Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope. So holiday cards, are you a big sender?
I'm not.
No.
I'm not, and I'm going to admit it, because every year I deny it. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm going to buy a box, and I'm going to send them. I still have a box, I think from 2 years ago,
okay.
Maybe more.
All right.
And they're all still in there.
You never sent them.
I think I wrote out one, stuck it in the box, stuck it on my dining room table. You know how that goes. It gets under a pile. Then it goes away with the Christmas decorations. I'm like, oh, I can use those next year.
I love getting Christmas cards,
everybody
holiday cards.
Does.
And so when I open up the mail, I'm like, yes, who's it from? You know, I'm looking in the corner, and sometimes they don't put their return. You're like, oh, it's going to be a surprise.
Yeah.
You get in there. And sometimes it's their picture of their family. And
mm-hmm.
You're like, boy, the kids are growing up. Oh, look, the dog's
oh, yeah.
posing with them. I really like those. And stamps, I think, can make it even more unique and make it more personable. And there's one that we lost last year, just an absolute icon. And they're talking about her stamps ready to go.
Yeah, Betty White.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying they're going to be a Betty White stamp collection.
Oh.
And so I love me some Rose Nyland and some Betty White. However, there's folks asking, when this article was published, hey, what happened to the 10-year rule? Like, is that still in effect?
Yeah, actually, she passed away 2021. Forgive
right,
me.
Right.
It was December 31st,
yeah.
New Year's Eve. She was 99 years old. And so there's a 10-year rule, so people are mad that they're releasing this.
I've never heard of that. You got to be dead 10 years before you get a stamp. So I was trying to find that out. But normally, yes, there's commemorative stamps after the fact, longer after the fact. But Betty White was too beloved.
Yeah. And if I got a stamp with her on it, on the letter, I'd be excited. It would make me smile right off the bat, just seeing her face there.
Oh, yeah.
She's well-deserving of it. And then I'm thinking, what about country artists? There are, like, Johnny Cash is out there, Hank Williams Sr., Patsy Cline. There
mm-hmm.
are some out there. I've done some investigating. I don't see any newer, current, or even 90s country stars.
Like Toby Keith?
Right. Hello? Why would we have to wait 10 years?
I don't know.
How about Toby Keith now? I'd be buying it. I'd be buying it as a collector's. I'd frame it. I'd put it up. Or if I got that on a letter card, I'd be like, yeah, Toby fan. Hey, it'd make me smile.
Yeah.
And honor them. Is there any country artists? Or is Toby the one? We know you love Brantley Gilbert. What if there's a Brantley Gilbert stamp? Would you mail it to yourself just to get it?
Yeah, I think that would be creepy. Because I was thinking, I was like, you know who deserves it? Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's normally posthumously that you get, you know, you have to wait until they're gone, right?
And I don't know what there's rules. You're talking about a 10-year rule for Betty. And what about ones that are still alive? Why not? So they can enjoy it.
Well, that's what I say.
Isn't that weird how much we honor when they pass?
Always.
But they're not there to enjoy it. How about you? What country artist would you love on a stamp? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. It's your B-Morning Coffee Club. We were just talking about stamps. Betty White's coming out in 2025. Well, well deserving of it. You know what one of the most popular stamps is ever?
No.
Elvis stamps.
Oh, okay.
You're a big Elvis fan.
Huge Elvis fan. But Elvis's face is on so much stuff. I mean, it's tough as Elvis fans not to just buy everything up. He was like the master of merch.
Yes, he was and still is. Can I get you that for the holidays? Just get you an Elvis stamp?
Well, go ahead.
I'm going to put it in a really big box and another box and another box. And then it'll be one little stamp in there. Elvis, you'll love it, right?
Such a dad joke thing to do.
Keep opening. Yeah. Oh, look at it, babe. There's another box. Waking up at the B-Morning Coffee Club. We're here for you. Call or text anytime. 585-252-WBEE. TJ Bowe and producer Hope. We're talking about the art of picking that perfect card, sending it for the holidays, or even birthdays. But does the 20-somethings, do the 30-something, do they send cards like we always used to? I love opening up the mailbox and a card's there. And if they put personal thought behind it.
Right.
But my kids, they'll FaceTime, they'll send a text, they'll send a funny meme.
Mm-hmm.
They won't even email. It's all on the phone for them. I don't even know if they know how to figure out how to fill out, you know, an address and actually mail something.
Well, like Morgan sent her brother on his birthday. It was like a text. And when he opened it, it sang happy birthday to him. And then it was like a gift card. A gift card code. And it was, it was all on the phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's neat.
Like does Liam, who's 12 years old, does he ever run to the mailbox and get excited about going to get mail?
No. But he does every time he sees like commercials for those kits that you get. Like he loves science.
Okay.
And he's like, I would love that kit because there's different kits that you can come and get by mail. So he does love deliveries. He loves when there's an Amazon package that hasn't been opened, you know? So he's not necessarily running to the mailbox, but he does love things being delivered. So, I mean, there's a real human response there. I don't know why we fight it and just refuse to send it, but...
I even got excited about Publishers Clearinghouse coming right in the mail. Okay.
Oh my gosh, they still do that?
Yeah. I'm waiting for the balloons and that knock on the door with a big check.
Yeah, you and everyone else.
Yeah, it never happened to me or anybody I knew.
No, but you want some magazines?
Yeah.
We'll give you 14 magazines for $1 a month. Oh man, I remember that. But when Morgan was in, when she went off to basic training and they took away her phone, there was a point in time where my mom and both I, mail meant everything to her. It's the only thing they got and everybody was just excited for mail. And she was like, she'd never experienced that before. So here's all these, you know, 20 somethings waiting for mail call, old school, like it's World War II or something overseas. And that's how so they're still very much an important part of mail.
Yes.
But I used Sandbox. It's the military platform.
Okay.
And it was an app that I could write out a letter and they would mail it for me.
And thank you to all our great men and women who are delivering the mail through all the weather conditions. Thank you so much. By the way, Laura checked in. She said, thanks for helping cheer me up on my drive to work Monday through Friday. You're part of my morning routine. Laura, thank you. And she also says, you guys were talking about those stamps and why not have more living people on stamps? She goes, what about the people that don't like celebrating birthdays? Why not? Let's celebrate when you're alive.
Yeah.
You and save the flowers for when we're gone. Because it does, and Laura, thank you so much. Great point there. Because sometimes I think even with celebrities, we don't honor them until they're gone. Why don't we have more fun with them when they're alive? It's a thought. I actually agree with Laura. I really do.
Look at our great Tom Golisano. He said that. I gave away $360 million in one afternoon because I didn't want everyone enjoying it and thanking me after I'm dead. Yeah. He goes, I want to see your face when you see what I've given you. So it's all the same thing.
And he wants to see it in action. Thank you so much, Tom. I used to get excited. I still do go into the mail. You know, who's sending me a card? Maybe there'll be a check in there. Who knows? Maybe Publishers Clearinghouse is coming for me. And then I'm like, does anybody ever win that? I never have. All the years I've tried. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
In Lima, Robert just got the big surprise. Only a couple weeks ago, right around Halloween, they drove up and they presented a check.
Stunned. Just got up from a nap. I'm on my way to work.
I haven't planned for her.
It sounds like Beetlejuice.
Yes. Robert's so excited. The rolling cameras, the balloons, the champagne, the big check.
Showtime.
Just got up from a nap. I'm on my way to work.
I haven't planned for 10 years probably every day and never would have thought I would have won a thing. That's all.
She came in and somebody's in the driveway. And I was like, who's in my driveway? Like then she's like, they got champagne and flowers. I was like, whoa, wait a second. That's not what I'm expecting.
Then he's like,
that's congratulations,
Robert. Oh, my gosh. Beetlejuice just won Publishers Clearinghouse, everybody.
All right.
This is super exciting. They're delivering to Underground.
Yeah, Livingston County. I wonder if Billy knows him, right? Robert won the check.
Yeah, Livingston County, small area down there.
Oh, man, that's funny. I love his voice.
I love it, too. So much character.